Okay, good evening. We're going to call this meeting to order. Let's start with the flag salute.
Not,
here we are. Come on, it was on for everybody.
Sorry.
That's okay. We'll start with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the February 4th, 2019 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and the State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meeting Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of and agenda of this meeting was posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, can I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kucinowski?
Here.
Mr. Kildall?
Absent. I'm back on, Sam.
Yes,
I'm on. Don't even think about it.
Okay.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Absent.
Mr. Martini?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Absent.
And
Mr. Absent. I was down for the month of January. I'm back.
All right.
It starts.
He had coffee before he came over, as you can tell.
Yes. High test.
And
Mr. Kucinowski has no idea.
Great. Thank you, Denise.
We have a little... With the absences.
I figured that out the last meeting. There's a little girl joke going on.
Yeah, I got my head beaten in at the last meeting.
Okay. Meeting minutes, December 17th, 2018. I guess only Mr. Higgins is eligible to vote on the meetings.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Any comments on the minutes? I believe they were emailed. Nothing. All right. Can I have a motion, please?
To approve. I'll make the motion.
Will you second?
Will you second it?
Can I do that too? All right. Yeah. Well, I'll second it as well.
They can't.
No, we can't.
Really? Okay. Well, all right. Roll call.
Roll call? Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Nice job on the minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the January 7th meeting minutes, I do have an error on the eligible members.
Okay.
Okay. That was less than anything else. So the eligible members are Ms. Butcher, Mr. Glaser, Mr. Kucinowski, Mr. Higgins, and Mr. Mardini.
Wonderful. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for January 7, 2019?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
There was a revision for the vice chair, pro tem.
Yes, but I already made those revisions.
You did? Okay, I didn't get the copy. Okay, thank you.
I didn't send it back out, but I sent you before that I made the revision.
Oh, sorry, okay, perfect.
A couple of typos that
perfect.
I made this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, so the roll call would be Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kucinowski?
Yes.
And Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you very much. I will do resolutions. New singular wireless PCS LLC, Block 30, Lot 30, application number 2018-11, resolution number 2018-14. Can I have a motion?
Please? This is the fourth draft dated January 31, which corrects all the typos and adds Mr. Scheich's name to those eligible to vote on it, even though he's not here tonight.
Okay. I can't participate.
Right.
Correct.
Correct. In fact, the only people that could participate are Higgins, Kleinhans, Semey, and Scheich. So right. That means, again, we're going to have a motion, a second, and a all in favor by one member.
Wait, this is on singular?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I'm the only one?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll make the motion then. It'll look good to me.
Well, wait a minute.
There's a bunch of, according to the list.
Unless I'm wrong. It could be wrong.
No,
you know what I did?
The original agenda.
I had switched, which was what Bill picked up on, the eligible members from the resolution with the agenda.
Take this way.
I mean, with the minutes.
With the minutes.
Is this correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yours is, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So we have
right.
a motion.
I've made the motion.
Now you have a second.
And you have a second also?
Yes.
And you have a roll call, please.
You, yourself, and I in favor of it?
I am.
Okay. Thank goodness you're here.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, and I almost didn't come. Kevin and I were kind of going back and forth. And that happens.
I can tell you that. And a resolution cannot be adopted with nobody.
That's correct. So we could do it next
minutes,
year.
Right?
Jeez, for a change, I'm useful.
Kind of let them wait.
Yep. All right. So motion passes. Thank
yes,
you. We'll do approval of vouchers. I did review the vouchers that were sent. Anybody has a question?
They looked fine to me.
No.
I looked too. I thought they
okay,
fine.
So I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, next item, Master Plan Consistency Review, Ordinance Number 1128-19, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton, Hunterdon County, New Jersey, revising Development Application Checklist Number 1 and amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton. I did look at the checklist. I didn't see any issues. I don't know if you guys have any questions or comments.
The only comment I'll make is that this is, in my opinion, it's not inconsistent with the master plan because we adopted the Highlands,
right.
And we actually are a little derelict, quite frankly, in getting this added to the checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we found out about it was the application came in, it was deemed complete for the Board of Adjustment, and then we're like, hey, wait a minute. We have to send it out. It's got to go for a Highland consistency review. And then contacted the Highlands, and they were like, well, let me ask you something. How come it never got sent out here?
Prior.
Back on your completeness checklist, isn't it?
And
we were like,
okay.
A minor point. The attachment in the box, the electronic box, says 115. I think it's just should be 116, which was the version attached to the ordinance at council.
Oh,
I think it was
that,
like
well,
it's a spreadsheet versus the one I printed out was a spreadsheet, it looked like, and the one attached to ordinance.
Wait,
let me show you.
Prepare notes. Yeah, I was looking at this one, yeah, 115. But 116 was the one introduced at council.
Oh, he's giving the revision date. He's saying the checklist that's attached to ordinance 1128-19 is dated.
I use my phone.
January 16, 2019, and this checklist is dated January 16.
Yes, I have a pencil, but
they did look identical to the scan.
That's
I did
okay.
compare line.
You did?
I did not. I looked.
Okay. Let me just quickly.
I only saw that today, actually.
And what does it say?
My guess is that when Trishka took, so you and Kathy produced this.
Yes.
This is the red line version showing the changes, which is dated January 15th. Trishka took that, accepted the changes on January 16th.
Yep, and put the big word.
So the Exhibit A to the ordinance is actually dated January 16th, 2019.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
So this is the one, technically, that we're reviewing.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. So does someone want to make a motion to deem Ordinance 1128-19 with its attached Exhibit A as being... All you have to do is say it's not inconsistent with the master plan. If you want, you could say it's consistent, but you don't have to. But it's certainly not inconsistent with the master plan.
I say we go with this consistent with the master plan. Then.
I second.
Is that your, that's your motion?
Okay, I'm second.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kuczynski?
Yes.
And Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
So on these, I don't do a resolution. On master plan consistency reviews, Denise will do a letter or a memo to the township clerk telling the council that the ordinance was reviewed. So now this ordinance would then be put on your agenda for a mm-hmm. public hearing and adoption.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this one a consistent or entirely consistent?
Consistent.
Just consistent.
Consistent.
Okay.
It's better than not inconsistent.
Right. It's better than not inconsistent. It's a step above not inconsistent.
Right. It's not the superlative.
Right.
Okay.
Not so wonderfully consistent. Unbelievably entirely consistent.
Okay.
Got it.
Time for reports. Mr. Mayor, anything?
We had a pretty quiet council meeting, really. We appointed Lori Majewski, our new CFO, as a QPA, so we can buy stuff up to $40,000 without getting crazy.
Yeah. Did you hire a person, or did you do like a shared service?
Lori is retired, so she is an hourly employee who slightly less than 25 hours a week.
Perfect.
So no pension contribution, 3 days a week, and she is, I think, an amazing CFO. She's just plain crackerjack.
I'm looking for a CFO.
You keep your mitts out of here.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay.
We will not pass that information.
That's
along.
A right.
We don't know you.
I have to say, though, having a QPA is an amazing thing because
oh, yeah.
it ties you up if you don't. You limit to spend money at 17.5 and makes it harder to do anything. So with that QPA, you go up to $40,000 with right. three quotes, and you're good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a real, real plus. I mean, for a town even our size, I can imagine Springfield.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
A tough one. Now, she comes with about 30 years' experience, started out life as an auditor. So she knows the principles that, you know, then flow into the way we do our crazy accounting as a municipal government. And just back from an assignment for 3 months in Atlantic City, they pleaded with her to come down there to sort of help repair things. So she's, you know, well-regarded. She knows everybody in local government services, which is a real plus. And so life is good. Just two things to report that are more planning boardish type stuff. But I had a Brian Bosenberg called. And first to let me know he was retiring.
Oh.
And he has two principals that have been working with him for a long time. So my suggestion, of course, was bring them to the next time you make an appearance, bring them to the meeting and, you know, come a little bit early and we can have a chat.
When's he retiring? At the end of this year?
Yeah. Yeah. So it could be the summertime, but it's a ways out this year. And, you know, it's just he's accumulated enough money to do what he wants to do and they want to travel and have some fun. So it'll be sad to see him go. Since he called, we did discuss the Beaver Avenue, the great tree, and the idea that we would prefer larger trees, fewer larger trees, and maybe give on some of the overall caliper numbers. He had already done that. So he's got the largest, apparently, I want to say they're 4 to 6 inches, and if you go up another inch, like the price, you know, it's one of these asymptotic curves. Mm-hmm. And so he's done exactly what we were going to ask him to do, and he bargained very hard with the guys, and you know he threatened to bring him back to the planning board, and they don't want him back. So
can't blame him.
No, I mean this is why we love Brian. I mean he really does anticipate these needs. So I think that little subcommittee doesn't have to be a subcommittee now, and life is good. We also got there was a little sort of a disconnect with the Annandale redevelopment project. For whatever reason, our historical expert, who I find is not an architect, Dennis Berglund, and Rob did not really connect, so John got into the act, and Rob is now retaining a...
I put them together.
He's now retaining a historic architect to bless the molding profiles and, you know, the details on the front porch. So as soon as that happens and Shippo smiles at it, I don't even know if Shippo has to smile at it. We just had a retaining
architect. Right.
Yeah. So I would expect them to be in pretty soon, you know, for final. And then when the weather breaks, you know, demolition would start. Gosh, there's one other.
I think you should tell everyone all the different projects that are going on now. It's been kind of, the last couple of years, there hasn't been much built. And all of a sudden, we're in the middle of winter, and just on my drive in, I was telling John, tell him everything's being built. They're all approvals.
Well, Petticoat, you know, the cancer infusion clinic is largely up. It looks nice. You know, you can see the color and the fenestration and the windows and all. So that's coming along nicely. The tower is up. The silly branches are there in boxes. And I imagine once everything, the concrete cures and, you know, the thing settles into the ground, we'll start to see the Christmas tree being erected and antennae put up.
Well, but you have a bad attitude about that thing. That thing might look good.
Well, it's not as tall as I thought it would be. So the tree won't look as silly as I thought. So we'll see. Jury's out. What else?
Doctor's Inn.
Doctor's Inn retaining wall is up and the ground is settling. Hopefully they'll start. They haven't filed building plans.
I think they built a curb.
Well, they haven't filed
a curb, was it, or something?
Right.
It looked like they put a cement curb around.
No, that's a retaining wall.
Oh, that is. Okay.
Yeah. The only distressing thing is they have not submitted building plans at the moment.
How about the Beaverbrook Homestead?
Well, Homestead, my goodness. Everybody's seen that. You know, it's well underway.
Yeah.
We're having a pre-con meeting for the cell tower out there. If it hasn't happened already.
But it's been years.
Yeah.
We had that.
It
been
did
years
yes.
since you'd be driving around Clinton Township seeing nothing happening. Now all of a sudden things are being built.
No. John and Jesse had a good meeting today with
Wawa,
thank you, on the old Sherrod's property. Mm. So they seem very serious about that, if it's fair to say.
Yeah, well, they seem very serious. They have some development challenges. In other words, what they want from either the township council and or the planning board, they certainly don't want to go to the Board of Adjustment for a use variance. So they're probably going to be looking for some sort of rezoning, but what they're looking for from the township is like nothing compared to, they have some development challenges. They need sewer. Not just do they need capacity, they have to be able to hook in, and there's a high-pressure line that goes by. They can't hook into a high-pressure line, so they have some distance to travel. They need water, and I don't know if they're going to be able to get any water. And they're in a water deficit area in the Highlands, so I don't think they're going to let them sink a well. And they want the only way Wawa is willing to go along with the project is to have two access points. Well, the one on 31 is a piece of cake. Their other access point, they want to come into the DOT jug handle.
Halstead Street.
That's a heavy lift.
Does the DOT allow that?
Well, you know, that
the short answer is yes, but it takes a lot of work.
It's the DOT.
And so
it's shopping center guys, the New York outfit.
Kathy made some suggestions.
We actually had a drawing.
Right. Kathy said maybe you can talk to those guys and you can get in and share, and because that would get rid of that bad turn. It was on the one hand, it was a very good meeting. On the other hand, it will be to translate that meeting into something actually developing on that property. It's not going to be because of the township.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember who you met with from Wawa?
I made Denise get the cards. She's gonna write up a little memo.
Well, there was actually didn't have anyone there from Wawa. Oh, they were from Ferber.
We had the property owner, the guy from Ferber.
Bob Bartnett. I have their names.
I thought
email.
The guy on the left was closest to Jesse was from Wawa. He was also from Ferber.
I had two cards from Ferber.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, just ask him because I've been dealing with them for the last year. We just gave him approval for the new Wawa.
Yeah, I've been dealing with them in Raritan Township. On a use variance, which was going on for 7 months.
Right, but in and out of the paper. It'd be nice to see that property redeveloped.
Oh, well, yeah.
It really would.
Wawa's a great...
Well, actually, that led to a discussion between Jesse, Kathy Marcelli, Tom Behrens, and myself, and Denise, in general, about if there are some properties that are run down and that you'd like to see redeveloped, then maybe the answer is some sort of overlay redevelopment zone, which doesn't have to be in one place.
Right.
You could pick out, so Jesse is supposed to do a reconnaissance, so to speak, and come back with a list of, like, because what I told him is, look, if you just rezone one lot, that's spot zoning.
That's spot.
Okay? And if you rezone to allow a Wawa, which is a super convenience store, meaning it's gasoline and the convenience store, you're going to have objectors. All the other gasoline stations, that's what's happening in Raritan Township.
And there are a lot right by there, actually.
Correct. And there's two gasoline stations right by there.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is the gas stations are represented by someone who normally is fairly litigious, but they may have to contact that person to get some sewage capacity. So that's going to be interesting in and of itself. But the point is, if you have 10 properties that you want to redevelop, and you have a redevelopment overlay zones over different properties that can be redeveloped, then you have to pick, okay, an overlay zone. Mm-hmm. That means the underlying zoning remains in place, but you offer this overlay that if you want to redevelop and do X, Y, or Z, then it's permitted and not prohibited. You don't have to go to the Board of Adjustment. So it's a little bit of an incentive. Yeah. And a lot of times these overlays might have some lesser bulk requirements, again, to give an incentive to redevelop the piece of property. So that's conceptually, that's what we're working on. And we have a meeting, it just so happens, at the Highlands next Tuesday, again, with the same group of professionals and the mayor, to talk about a bunch of Highland-related things. And if the township was going to do these redevelopment overlay zones, you would want first look where they are. So let's see the list of lots and blocks. You'd probably want them to be designated centers, again, to give an incentive and to allow, you know, the sewer hookups. Because if in the Highlands, if you're not a designated center and you're in certain areas, the Highlands will probably say it's inconsistent and it's not going to be able to be developed. So that's what's happening. It's just there's only five of you and not all of you, but maybe you can pass the word on. You might be seeing that, and that would start at the council. Barons would draft up some sort of ordinance. The council would talk about it, decide what lots they want to have in it. If they introduced it, just like this checklist ordinance, then it would come here for a master plan consistency review, which would be pretty interesting because there's nothing in the master plan about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily inconsistent, but it's certainly not consistent. That one might really be one that would be not inconsistent. And then it would go back for a public hearing. But that's the planning things that are happening out there.
You got a couple of the zones mentioned. The one right across the street from the Doctor's Inn, the peninsula on down the Calipers Honda place.
We'll just make a list. So
they were mentioned as potential for redevelopment.
Which peninsula?
Pick that. The old Chevy dealer, now Honda dealer.
Oh, yeah. That's a mess.
There's some stupid lots there.
You're talking about Tom Yeager's old office.
Correct.
That's the one near Dr. Azane.
Okay. And that old real estate building that fallen down yellow.
The old Coldwell Banker,
and the square brick office. Yeah. That's owned by, God save us, Larry Berger. I think he got it back again.
Wait, where is that?
Right next to the mayor's office.
Oh, that's
Gray Rock.
Yeah.
That's the extension of Gray Rock, I think.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
An application came into the office today for the Mataka
Racewell.
Another.
So put Racewell on the list.
There's a number. I mean, I also have their family attorney was supposed to call yours truly in March when he cleared up all the entanglements with the family. I've got another outfit that wants to do something there.
Yeah.
You got that. You got Harold's two lots.
Which lots are those?
They are the old Dobbs lots next to the Honda dealer, across from the cancer infusion clinic.
Oh, yeah.
And that peninsula has got Don Schumann owns one, Califer, the dentists.
You're going too fast.
I'll show you.
No, I want to give this to Jesse.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to give this to Jesse. In the
all the lots.
So Harold's two lots, then...
Harold's two lots on 22 eastbound.
Yep, next to the old Dobbs lots. Yep.
If you look, and I actually had a conversation with Califer about this. I'm one of the few people he talks to in the town. He doesn't like this.
This is the intersection of 31 and Old Allerton,
correct.
That triangle that goes down by between Walnut Pond and where Old Allerton and 31 intersect. Yeah, yeah.
Now, his building's fine. There's a broken-down house. I can't remember if it's on his second lot. He wouldn't demolish it because he was mad at us.
But there's a tree now falling on the garage that fell the other week, and it just gets worse and worse. I mean, the gutter started falling the other week.
Wait, I'm confused. You're saying
Old Allerton. Cross from the church, yeah.
It's like not Allerton.
Remember.
So behind where the dentist's office.
His project.
This way, sort of south of where the dentist's office is.
Yeah. Start at the Honda dealer, and then just march all the way till you get to that big mansion that was purchased just recently.
Right.
Yeah.
There's Caliper's lot, Don Schumann owns a lot, the dentists own a lot.
Okay.
So it's the old Runkle mansion. So that whole protrusion onto 31 South, I mean, heck, you can go a little further south on 31. There's that broken-down equipment storage place. Just when you make the turnaround at Payne and go north, it's on the right-hand side. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Baker.
Yep.
Well, I was talking about that in the meeting today because Baker also owns the gas station, the Exxon station, with the on-the-run convenience store. He owns that property. Hmm. Now, I don't know if it's his corporation that actually owns that business or not, but that would be another one that I would think would fit in
because
it already has that in there.
Correct.
Put it on the list.
And he had a conversation. He wanted some kind of rezoning, and someone told him to go pound salt, and he went off in a huff. I'll never clean the lot up.
He met with our professionals a couple of years ago.
He wanted some. So
it wasn't me.
What he wanted to do was to revamp the property, mm-hmm. but he needed some variances.
Right.
And
so, maybe.
It was Andrea and Kathy.
Yeah, so maybe we re-examine it, pull out if we have any files or notes or memories.
Because his son was going to be taking over the business.
How about the old arts resale site on the other side from Sherrod's, you know, up towards 513?
Yeah.
It's been empty for a while. It's for sale.
Oh, it is empty. Okay.
Oh, yeah. His wife died several years ago, and he shut down the business. So it's been on and off for sale. I don't know. I think there's a sign up again, though.
No, everything.
And there's a lot right next to it. I drive around a lot. What can I say? Yeah, I can do a reconnaissance for Jesse.
Let's get some more.
Actually, somebody was just in, a prospective buyer.
Oh, good.
Well, because it's going to be auctioned off.
In
asking the zoning officer.
Okay.
Just last week, I overheard the conversation.
Okay.
Good.
I'm trying to remember what he wanted to do there.
Anyone have any other derelict buildings on lots?
I'm sure
that might
mind.
Could use redevelopment.
That's a pretty good list to start with, but we should think about some more.
Right. If you can think of anything before tomorrow, I'll give it to Denise, because Denise is going to give this list to Jesse tomorrow.
And this is a starting point, then, to start a conversation about a potential overlap.
Right. But this is something that should...
Very consistent.
If you guys want to do this, if the council wants to do this, you should move on this sooner than later.
Well, it's actually...
Another.
What we're trying to do is, if we can walk into the meeting at the Highlands next Tuesday...
With an IA.
With the list and the lot and blocks to see where they are, then we could really start, you know, a serious discussion.
The ones we talked about just now are all along 31 and 22, so they're definitely within the realm of what we've always said. We want to keep
our commercial
center, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. There's another property that just brought up again today, and I don't know... But maybe if you're going to go up 31, I'm not sure what else is like this, where the dance studio is, Eleanor Canal.
Oh, yeah, that weird piece of property with the road in the back.
That's a funny one. There's a paper street. If you drive up, it looks like her parking lot.
Right.
You know, it's all contiguous. But there's a street that goes right through the center of what appears to be a single parcel.
Well, they've got two parcels, believe it or not.
Correct. I mean, there's one on either side.
And there's
septic
zones. And
what do you need to put down on the list?
Sure.
Put it on the
right
list.
On 31.
You can always take things off the list.
Right.
Oh, yeah, if we wanted to.
Yeah, take one off.
Yeah, we did that with the Honda guys. I'm sure there's just driving around, it's easy to find another four or five.
So those the Caliper and the John Schumann, is that where also where is that vacant lot now where the bowling alley used to be?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the dentist's. Schumann owns a lot. It's totally
the dentists own that?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the Walnut Pond, the folks I go to. But
I'll go there too.
Yeah, okay.
Which one?
Dr. Johnson. You're a orthodontist.
Ah, we use him at Lennox. anyways, Schumann's lot is the next one south. That is a stream running right through it, right down the center.
Yeah.
It is absolutely worthless unless it's conjoined with an adjacent lot. Then you've got some buildable area. And Don is the guy from Zen Realty.
Yep.
He's 90-some-odd years old and sharp as a tack.
Yep.
So that whole area would do well with something like that.
Isn't there sitting out in the audience in Raritan Township for 7 months during the Wawa? Mm-hmm. So he obviously is involved in that somehow.
Yep, he's a character.
John, what about on Beaver Avenue, across Willows and down by Geo's, that sort of empty lot where the trucks
There's
park sometimes?
There's a small empty lot there. It's for sale.
Okay. It's like used by trucks are there occasionally now? Like
well,
it's on the,
it's like directly across from the
Is
yard.
It a vacant lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're trying to target
redevelopment. Yeah,
right.
Got it.
There's lots of buildings on them that would
that
be
need
redeveloped.
To be repurposed. Yep, got it.
We cleaned up a good number of them.
Well,
and maybe if was there a building there and it was taken down?
I don't remember. It's been for a long time, just sort of gravel. There must have been something there sometime. I'm thinking it's never been a green pasture as long as I've lived here for 38 years.
And that the vacant lot is it contaminated or is it just like have grass growing on it?
Just don't know. It's been for sale for a while. It's not.
There's nothing, you know, if you have a vacant lot that has grass on it, why do you leave the grass?
I don't think it's got grass. I think it's more gravel.
Yeah.
Because there are trucks there occasionally, and just, it's used by someone for something.
I think that one you'd have to look at the Beaver Creek. It's close to it.
Oh,
I
fair
don't
point.
Think it's buildable.
It's too complicated.
I mean, it's been talked about here and there, but it's just not...
It's sort of near that bank where the dentist redeveloped on Beaver. Like, it's up from that curve. It's like this direction from that curve.
What about on 22? Another Mataka property.
Right.
Where the bait and tackle is?
That's also theirs.
So is that adjacent to the Race Weld?
You've got Race Weld on a parcel, and then the bait shop and that broken-down house on a second parcel.
Are they adjacent?
Correct.
The application that came in was for two lots from the Taka. The larger one and the smaller one.
Right.
Just check. It might be.
Okay.
Is it the building company?
Because I put them in touch with...
Old 75 LLC.
Actually, wait a minute. You know, it's Alexa,
oh, we have the application right here.
It was an outfit over in... In Somerset County, that was wanted to get out.
This is the one
where it's not congested.
Denise, this is the one. Old
Somerset Spring and a
No, not
old,
not seven, them.
Old 75. Inch?
Yes.
Yeah. I know what they wanted to build.
This is the application. Yeah. Give it back to me when you're done.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked at it yet.
Well, actually, Novak Motors wants to use the Race Weld. Well, they already are using.
They had a 6-month deal.
Yeah.
To park cars. These guys wanted to put up a small office building and store construction.
See, all they have a survey. They don't show what they need to do, but there's a description in the application that I...
Oh, all right.
I saw.
I don't mean to distract the whole bunch here.
There you go. Start reading.
Okay.
Done, you can tell us what the application's about.
Yeah, it's just a lot of history of the site.
It's got to say, right? It doesn't have to say what they want to do.
No, just a second. I'm just getting down here.
I know they're applying for use variance, so whatever they want to do is not permitted.
Permitted current use... They say automobile sales and service. I hope it's not the Harley dealer that wants to put a separate
No, it's
there.
Not. It's Novak Motors.
Describe what you know about this.
All right. What I know about it is it's Novak Motors, and they entered into a lease agreement to they are bringing vehicles inside the building and photographing them to put on their website for sale.
Okay.
And they entered into this agreement not with the owner of the property, not knowing that this was a non-permitted use. And they were fined.
But so what, how do you buy a car? You go online, you look at it, then you go over there and pick it up?
Apparently, yeah. They're pre-owned cars.
Yeah, I don't remember if Novak, there was an outfit out here that would buy semi-exotics and...
No, yeah, that was another one.
I don't think they're exotic.
Okay.
Yeah, that one came to the Board of Adjustment.
All right.
A couple of years ago. That was an old warehouse building.
Okay.
All right, well, this isn't the outfit I was talking to, who wanted to put up a separate office building and
but
have
the bottom line is, as you can tell from this application, the look of the buildings are not going to improve.
Correct.
So if you wanted, if the one of the goals is to upgrade and get new buildings, this lot should be on the list.
Got it. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, because that's stupid, the old bait shop, right, the concrete barn.
Right, that's what we said. It's two lots.
That's how we started, yeah.
Yeah, that's how we started this whole thing. It's block 4.03, it's lot 4.01, which is 4.5 acres, and lot 35, which is 1 acre. My guess is the 1 acre lot might be that...
The bait shop.
The bait shop.
Does it show?
The survey shows.
The survey says?
Yeah. Survey says... Maybe it's not. There's lot 35. Maybe it's not the bait shop. So look. Put down bait shop. I don't know what it is, but Jesse hopefully will be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I can talk to him as well.
Denise is going to do an email to Jesse with a CC to you and a CC to me on this list. And she's going to say that the planning board discussed this tonight, and this is the planning board's, you know, just throwing some lots together out there, but that's the concept.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find some other lots, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
With the goal of having the lots with a lot and block and tax maps in an organized fashion for us, and we go to this meeting next Tuesday, when we tell the Highlands, when we ask about these lots, you know, we know what we're talking about.
Fair enough. Only other thing I thought I'd mention is that Bill and I and Jesse, Denise, had a discussion about the county speed development project.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the concept we liked the most out of that project was actually something John suggested. The village of Ridgewood has a site plan avoidance.
Yes. Site plan exemption.
Exemption, that's what we're searching for. Where we let the administration, we move as much as we can, particularly for smaller, less complicated projects, ones that aren't sort of de novo from bare land, out of the planning board's purview over into the administrator's purview. And allow them to make some of the basic choices.
Actually, I reread it. Their proposal is actually a three-tier proposal. One having purely administrative that we could delegate to township officials.
Right.
And then a second tier, which is sort of a committee structure to be determined.
Yeah.
And then a third. So it allows the applicants to avoid having to come to the full board, particularly at issues where we kind of know the board is generally going to approve. Thinking development extensions. When was the last time we said no to an extension? I only know for the Board of Adjustment, but...
Well, actually, just truth be known, Tom McCaffrey called. We were chatting. Tom, the chair of the Board of Adjustment. And in his year-end report that'll be issued to this board, they will recommend us doing something on extensions. If there's a way to automatically or administratively grant extensions, because we always... Both boards
say
yes.
Right. So it's a matter of defining what we would do. But tenancy reviews was another area we talked about. Change the use was maybe a little less so. And then how it would be reported to the full board. So there's details to follow. But
for sure.
Out of the 8 recommendations, I think that's the one we like the most.
Yeah.
As the one that makes it. But it's funny, the overlay that John was just talking about fits into this idea completely. Because it's about saying the township is more friendly and open for business, if you will, without abandoning our goal of keeping... control of the zoning process, and it's encouraging growth, but keeping our preservation intact.
So what we have to, kind of figure out, the next steps are fairly obvious, but apparently in a lot of towns, the council originates these things. In our town, in the past, it's been the planning board, the ordinance committee, that would originate some of this stuff mm-hmm. and go to the council. Is there any standard practice? You can go both ways?
Both ways.
Okay. I'm just trying to think what would be easiest or most...
Technically, the fastest is if it starts at the council, it's faster. Because if it starts at the planning board, it's more talking, not to disparage you guys, but it's more talking. Then it goes to the council and there's more talking.
And then it
goes back. So if you started at, if you started at the council, introduce it, review it, hearing. Or even started at the council, if you want to get feedback, ask the planning board for some feedback.
Well, why don't we'll go down that path. I mean, we've got Bill and myself, and then we can get we can get one more rep from council that can't be a planning board rep. So maybe get two and two, two from each body, so to speak, and with our planner who can talk in planner language, ordinance language.
That can help. I have a lot of ideas.
Okay. I will give you the Ridgewood thing and see what you think. But the technical review committees that were recommended by the county planner, you had all the experts that were going to be at a planning board meeting on it. And it was like the lawyer, the engineer, the planner. And it was not hardly going
to... It seemed to defeat the purpose to some degree.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't going to...
So we kind of veered towards a more simplified structure. I mean, there was a middle ground saying if there was a subcommittee that needed professional involvement, by all means, you'd do it. But... Some of the stuff, no. I mean, it's really kind of Tom, Denise.
Yeah.
But the report was actually pretty thorough. The executive summary was 11 pages. The report itself was like 125 plus appendices. And it was actually pretty well done, I would say. I mean, it wasn't a lot of boilerplate. It was us and Clinton, so it's not all Clinton Township.
And, there's some reasonable... The same sort of planner language you see in the front piece of an affordable housing plan.
Mm-hmm.
All the demographic data, some of the history.
Good background.
Yeah.
When is the report going to be officially released?
We can send it to the planning board. That's no issue.
Is that the report?
Yeah. It's not going to get changed.
You're sure?
It's a final draft. Mm-hmm. We just have to make sure. Mark Salek is the guy that carried the ball for the county. The county put in $50,000 and each town kicked in $2,500 or thereabouts. Mm-hmm.
Could you just find out, just so the county doesn't get its nose out of joint, if we start releasing this thing?
Mark, there's actually an email from Mark that I haven't had a chance to read, and it's about the path forward and how do we bring it to the freeholders and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, because it would be better if it went to the freeholders before you start sending it to everybody.
Right, but if we're just sending it amongst ourselves, I don't think there's a lot of sensitivity. Denise and Bill, me, Jesse, and over in Clinton Town the same way have all seen it. And Nick's already written a superative, he didn't see the draft. He was just against the study. And Miss Knighting as well. But she.
I thought that you were saying that he has seen it.
No. It was like a preemptive strike against it. But, all right, let me just read Mark's thing. And if there's no potential issue or no particular issue about it, we can certainly send it out, the PDF form. We don't want to probably print it again with all the color.
It could always just do the executive summary, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty thorough.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see if we can't move that along. Bill, myself, and another person perhaps from council.
On an unrelated topic, but an interrupting item, the Gramco software for the recording here that was just making the noise.
Mm-hmm.
I met with them today. They brought in, we were supposed to have a demo with Carla, but Carla was out today.
Did the license plate said Mr. Phone?
No, because he was long gone by then.
Okay.
No, he was there at 10 this morning. But anyway, they're going to show us two different systems. One, like the one that the court uses, mm-hmm. which is a PC-based, and then the other one, which is basically another recorder. And I've got the quotes for both. But even with the recorder, one of the issues that we have, which I believe is our problem, he says, oh, well, if you get this new thing, it's better than these, so it'll eliminate that static. We just went over there and listened, and there's no static. I says, because when you listen with Lynn, she's using the system differently. She's not using this plug.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because we've replaced these, I believe the problem is the wiring.
Wouldn't be at all surprising.
Yeah, so I said, I had to ask twice. I said, we need to have the wiring looked at. Mm-hmm. We're under contract for it because their solution the last two times was, let's replace these.
Hmm. Yeah, that doesn't, every time that gets replaced, nothing changes.
Right, and that's what I said. I said, and it's more money.
So I don't understand something. What recording system does the court use?
They have to use something he said called Liberty. So, yeah. And I don't know exactly
how. So why can't we use Liberty?
We really should use it. I mean,
well,
we can use
should.
The same system.
This makes no sense. You have the hardware and you have the software in the court.
That's what I use on both court and our meeting.
Well, and that's what they do in Reddington Township.
So why aren't we doing that?
Well, the reason we didn't do it in the past is because the difference in money. So the two quotes that I was just given today for the recorder is one price. I don't know if I'm going to say the prices or not. And then the recorder price was $1,700 just for this one recorder that Carla and I would share, or $5,900 for the PC and the Liberty system.
Okay, because you
which
can't,
is a much better system.
And you can't use the courts because the courts has to be segregated.
Correct.
Ah, all right.
Correct. Now, I said to him, because you're purchasing the PC, I said, do you have to purchase the PC?
You guys using it? Wait, let's sign up from Sam in Springfield. You're using the same PC and the same...
Yeah, the software allows you to go in and log in as court, planning board, board of adjustment.
You should
so does Reddington.
Council.
Well, you know,
so does Reddington.
And that's a pardon offense.
So you can just, when you go on the screen, you just decide which one
you're
you want to log on.
You're right, because I used it there and I had to select...
Right. Mm-hmm. And the only other difference is court use only certain microphones. They cannot pick up from all the microphones, but council can't pick up all of them. So there's a switch on this machine where you can say court microphones or everybody's microphone.
Oh, well, that's court or council. For
right.
Because that's what we use.
Right.
We use
but,
the council one.
But you should get back on the phone with those guys.
Well, they're going to come back with when Carla's there.
We're
so
not
I'm
interested
get
in
him
a separate piece.
You
mean
say,
with
hold
Mike?
It a second. Why can't we use with the court?
Did you mean with Mike, the owner?
It wasn't Mike.
It wasn't Mike, okay.
No. It was. I have his name.
Where is the PC that the court uses?
Is it Mike Lucci? Is he the owner?
No.
Oh.
Mike.
Where is the PC that the court uses?
I don't know. They don't leave it here. See, in Reddington, it just sits on the dais.
Well, let's start asking questions then.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to...
Does the court session happen here in this room?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one desktop. You use it for both.
Clerk's taking the laptop with her for security purposes.
You can put a desktop
sure.
where you are sitting there, and that would control everything.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's how the one I used was.
So you probably got a quote for a whole new system, a whole new license for the software.
Right. That's my guess.
Because
right.
they're trying to sell.
Right.
Well, that's I mean, guess. if they thought we had to have separate PCs just because we're eccentric, that might require then a separate license for another copy of the software where you're just logging in as a different user on the same copy, it sounds like in most places.
Again, I can help you with that. I deal with them all the time. I can help you with that.
Okay.
Get his phone number.
Well, I have it. I will call you tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Lynn, and then I'll give you a call.
And it's not like we're rolling in money, but this is... Having sat
in,
well, and we're so, shall we say, primitive in our capabilities in compared to almost anybody else. Even little bitty, teeny, weeny places like Lebanon Borough. So it's really time to stop chintzing on.
Well, and then to buy something like this that's $600. And then buy another one, and then buy another one for Carla.
For Columbus.
If we just do it right the first time.
I mean, I don't know the model number, but I bought those for my daughters that record music. It's just an Olympus pocket recorder.
Yeah. Well,
$70,
$120. Grandpa is $600.
I think so. I understand. It's just
seems not the most intelligent. I mean, you can, I can buy something like that from B&H that have the same functionality for $100.
Should we get back to the agenda?
Yeah. Let's talk tomorrow. We'll work something.
Okay.
Well, you have something to
talk? No, not at all. I just believe, you know, stuff like this, you have to have the right people in the room. This is an issue for Jess. So we're kind of wasting our time talking about it over and over again. I like sticking with agendas.
Okay. So you got the planning board on the side of something.
Got it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ordinance subcommittee, nothing.
Well, we had that meeting. The subcommittee met with John and Denise on that stuff. So we already talked about that.
Okay.
Open space met, and just more flesh on the deer calling program. We will be asking for probably about $12,000 to do with the year survey of the township, another few thousand dollars here and there to do some parcel cleanup work. Nothing really extraordinary. It'll come to council, I think, at the next council meeting. The nice thing is, or the interesting thing is, it appears that Reddington, Raritan, and us are all doing the same thing. It seems like we're just a little bit ahead of the other two towns when it comes to a real culling program. Reddington has had a bid program for a long time, but it wasn't aimed at culling deer. It was just making money off of open space parcels they allowed hunters to come to. The Professor Kelly that we're using has already done some survey work with Raritan Township. He's on the open space committee in Reddington Township now as a member because he lives there. And they're in the process of getting estimates on a deer survey in their town. And again, all three towns are interested in culling deer. The three of us all have common borders. So we're starting to look more like a regional program, which is kind of a nice thing. The only other open space thing is Jesse, the Butler Bridge is in place. And now he has to put up a bollard to keep people we don't want driving over it from driving over it. Because we have these attractive nuisances out there, the derelict houses and their structures and the swimming pool. But that's in place. We've got a meeting coming up with Harold from Daubs in Reddington. Reddington has an interest in swapping some land with Harold. We have an interest in working with Harold to get a real entrance to the waters from the east. That's, I think, a coming up in about 10 days or something. I haven't put it on the calendar yet, but it's kind of fresh. And he's willing to give us the land, give us a easement over the land if we do the legal work required to get permission from the other easement holders and put a fence in so that you know, people don't trespass on the property that he's retaining. So that'll be a project for open space and or environment. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
EC is Mark, so they've had a meeting with Andy Holt chairing it. I don't think it was an organizational thing. Next steps there is we want to get Andy Holt, the chair of EC, Mark, the liaison, me, and then Rich Shaw together over a cup of coffee and figure out, okay, what are we going to do in the coming year, both outfits. And then maybe have a joint meeting with the deacons and start working together. And we also need to get a delegate from EC to the Open Space Committee. At some point, somebody from the Planning Board. There are seats on Open Space for both. Now I'll stop talking.
That's awesome. Anything else? Okay.
Motion to
adjourn the meeting, please. Can you make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
She just did. I'll second.
Okay. I usually go.
Oh, no. First. She
did? You did already?
All in favor?
Okay.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right.